This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives today. In the first leg of his visit, he will hold discussions with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister Modi will also interact with business leaders of both the countries.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges, and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
Talking to Akashvani News, India's High Commissioner to UK Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy said that the upcoming visit will be beneficial for both countries. He said an agreement on free trade will have a positive impact on both economies, calling it an ambitious document. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to Maldives from 25th to 26th July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. Foreign Secretary said that Prime Minister will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives on 26th of July. India has extended the ban on Pakistani aircraft from entering the domestic airspace till August 23. This was informed by the Union Minister for State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, saying, notice to Airmen NOTAM, restricting Pakistani aircraft from entering Indian airspace has been officially extended until 23rd August 2025. He said this extension reflects continued strategic considerations and is in line with prevailing security protocols. In a major decision aimed at promoting women's empowerment, Uttar Pradesh Cabinet has approved a 1% discount in stamp duty on property worth up to 1 crore rupees if it is purchased in the name of a woman. Till now, this exemption was applicable only on property up to 10 lakh rupees in the state, in which a maximum discount of 10,000 rupees was available. The decision in this regard was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath in Lucknow. In a major push to youth empowerment, Delhi government has announced a significant hike in cash awards for the medal winners of Olympic and Paralympic to 7 crore rupees from currently 3 crore rupees. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in New Delhi yesterday. Thousands of devotees across the country are observing Shravan Shivratri today, marking one of the holiest days in the Hindu calendar dedicated to Lord Shiva. Temples are filled with chants of Om Namah Shivaya as worshippers gather to perform special pujas, offer sacred water and milk to Shivlingams and observe day-long fasts. On this occasion, Kanwar pilgrims are arriving in huge numbers to offer prayers to Lord Mahadev at Shiv temples. Today is National Broadcasting Day. On this day in 1927, the first ever radio broadcast in the country went on air from Bombay Station under the Indian Broadcasting Company. On the 8th of June 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service became All India Radio. This day highlights the pivotal role broadcasting has played in India's development, educational outreach and cultural preservation. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely to be expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya, Maharashtra and Telangana today. In a thrilling conclusion to the three-match women's one-day international cricket series, India defeated England by 13 runs in the final game at Chesterley Street, sealing the series 2-1. Batting first after winning the toss, the Indian team posted an imposing total of 318 for 5 in their allotted 50 overs. In response, England fought hard but ultimately fell short, finishing 13 runs behind India's total. And that is the end of this news bulletin.